Dear Cheap Astronomy, can you talk us through the recent Falcon 9 rocket landing on water? Yes, we can. On Friday, the 8th of April 2016, a two-stage SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched from Cape Canaveral in Florida. As with any launch from Florida, the rocket flew east in a parabolic arc, since, near the equator, the Earth is rotating towards the east at nearly 1,700 kilometers an hour, so it makes no sense to fly west and subtract that advantage from your launch. And of course, flying east from Florida takes you right over the Atlantic Ocean. The first stage booster of a Falcon 9 raises the rocket to about 80 kilometers, at which point it is traveling at about Mach 10, which is over 12,000 kilometers an hour. The first stage then separates at around 2.5 minutes after launch. If that was that, the first stage would then continue passively following a descending parabolic arc until it hit the ocean about 1,000 kilometers offshore. But that doesn't have to be that. SpaceX has been running Falcon 9 booster landing tests since 2013, the first of which involves setting the booster down to a soft landing on the ocean's surface, after which it just sank. But it was those tests that established and refined the booster return process, which is as follows. At the point of stage one separation, the rocket has already left most of the atmosphere behind, so the separated stage one booster cannot maneuver aerodynamically. Instead, it uses cold gas thrusters to turn itself around. From there, it can either coast back down to Earth on its parabolic trajectory or do a boost back burn to shorten its return trajectory. This boost back burn just uses 3 of the 9 Merlin engines. And then, just before it re-enters the atmosphere proper, the first stage undertakes what's called the re-entry burn to further slow its descent and to further modify its trajectory. And it's about then that the grid fins are deployed. Grid fins are used to help steer a range of long tubular craft which fly at supersonic speeds, and which are mostly missiles. Grid fins are generally squarish, and they really are grids, like a metallic lattice, allowing air to flow through them so they don't get ripped off a rocket travelling at supersonic speeds, but they are still able to create some aerodynamic drag. The Falcon 9 first stage booster has 4 grid fins, which are folded against the rocket at launch to minimise drag, and then later deployed on descent. Each grid fin is a bit less than 2 metres square and can open right out to 90 degrees or more, as well as each being able to be turned back and forth. The combined action of the 4 grid fins gives the booster roll, pitch and yaw control up to 20 degrees from its general direction of motion once it's flying in dense atmosphere. And while all that is happening, the rocket's target, the ASDS, or Autonomous Spaceport Drone Ship, is waiting in the expected landing zone and can maintain an exact GPS-determined position using a set of azimuth-mounted engines. On its final approach to the ASDS, the Stage 1 booster is usually firing just one of its Merlin engines to further reduce its velocity, eventually down to zero, as well as providing further steering via gimballing of the engine. That is, the firing engine is able to pivot around slightly, altering its direction of thrust and helping to guide the booster to a pinpoint landing. On its final approach, the booster also deploys its 4 landing legs, which, like the grid fins, were folded up against the side of the rocket at launch. And so, about 9 minutes after launch, The Stage 1 booster is able to settle down gently on a hard surface. The rationale for this complex retrieval process is that it costs about $60 million to build a Falcon 9 rocket, but it only costs about $200,000 to refuel it. So if you could reuse a spent booster after some appropriate refurbishment, that may reduce the total build and launch costs of a Falcon 9 by around 30%. We are yet to see a Falcon 9 Stage 1 booster reused. One of the retrieved boosters has undergone static launch tests. That is, not actually launching it, but firing up its engines as though it were going to launch. This was partially successful, and like all the tests that have gone before, it collected some valuable data that will make future attempts work better. For now, the booster retrieval process remains cutting-edge engineering. SpaceX's Elon Musk anticipates a few more RUDs before they've ironed all the bugs out. RUD stands for Rapid Unscheduled Disassembly, an engineering euphemism for explosion.